We sat in the truck, my neighbor Whitey and me, waiting for the storm to clear. Lightning and thunder that July morning all seemed to be so near. 'Cause we're on top of the world in Flint Hills grass, ready to gather some steers, prepared to mount up and do our job once the boss gives the all clear. We joked about getting struck by lightning and wondered if you'd feel the pain. We had no idea what lay in store riding out there after the rain. Well, I assured old Whitey that if he got struck and suddenly lost his life, I would collect his cowboy pay and deliver it back home to his wife. About that time, there was a break in the clouds and the rains began to subside. We unloaded horses, stepped in the stirrup, and crossed the pasture, began to ride. We rode clear to the south and then headed west, following steers along at a trot. As the sky grew dark, a new storm blew in, and the thunder began to pop. I got an eerie feeling as I topped the hill, Whitey 50 yards to the right. I heard a shh and a blinding flash, and a bomb sent my horse in a fright. I was stunned, and like a fish out of water in my saddle, I was gasping for air. Every muscle I had in my body was twitching as I clenched the back of my hair. As I regained my senses and gathered my wits, I saw Whitey slumped in his saddle. Like me, he was stunned, his eyes still closed, like a soldier who'd been through a battle. I glanced down between Whitey and me, just 30 feet at the most. Smoke was rising from the wet prairie grass from a black spot the size of a post. We abandoned our mission of gathering cattle and headed back for cover, loaded our horses and jumped in the truck and sat there and stared at each other. As I look back on that day, I'm not sure why two cowboys like us were spared. I can't recall before that time two punchers ever being so scared. The way I see it, 'twas a wake-up call with two sinners riding that close together. The Lord had a chance to threaten us both by landing it right in the center.